Okay, Lissa Walker-Campbell with you inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio. And right now it is time to shift gears. We are going to talk about some NBA free agency, get our refresher after all of the madness. And we are so delighted to have back with us this evening from NBA.com, that is Jeff Kaplan. Good evening, Jeff. It's nice to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, it's been a very big week for you out in Las Vegas covering Summer League 2014. Of course, I was out there last weekend. Certainly thrilled to have an opportunity to watch some of the young, the upcoming stars in the league. What are some of your early takeaways from all the action and what you've been able to see so far?
Well, you know, it's I guess any Summer League, it's really mixed. I think it's sometimes hard for these rookies to get a really good feel. You know, they're playing with a lot of guys they've never played with before, a lot of guys who won't be in the league. And so I think it can be tough. We've seen some really nice performances from Doug McDermott, the great shooter from Creighton, who is on his way with the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the first night here, Andrew Wiggins. Of course, I meant that you were probably here for that. But Wiggins and Jabari Parker, you know, squared off in what was probably the biggest crowd in Summer League, you know, since it's been in Vegas like this. So it's pretty exciting. You know, a kid I like is Dennis Schroeder, the second-year point guard for Atlanta. And he put up a 30-point game on Sunday. In fact, you know, he's a youngster from Germany, the first, you know, pick from Germany since Dirk. And he had to leave watching the World Cup on Sunday to go to his basketball game in Summer League, and then ended up putting up 30 points. So it's a good day for him. But you know, a lot of talk around out here more on the business side, some of the big contracts that have gone down, and obviously LeBron switching addresses back to Cleveland. And you know, really in general, business is good for the NBA. Like I said, contracts are booming right now in free agency, and people are looking forward to the TV deals in a couple of years, and really see this as sort of a boom time for the NBA.
Jeff Kaplan from NBA.com is joining us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. And Jeff, I think you nailed it. I mean, this was my third year to attend Summer League. And stepping back, I mean, I'm absolutely amazed just how much the popularity, how much it has grown, the following. You were referencing, talking about that game last Friday night with Parker and Wiggins with the Bucks and the Cavs matchup. I mean, it was tough to secure a seat. I mean, you're just continuing to see the growth with this game.
Yeah, and more teams are coming out to Vegas. You know, the Summer League used to be a much quieter event, and there were different leagues, if you want to call them that, in different places. Salt Lake City, Orlando has still held on to theirs. So there's, you know, Boston had one, and L.A. There's different areas where, you know, a handful of teams would congregate and really not play in front of many fans. It was more executives, coaches, insiders watching these guys play basketball. But now, you know, Warren Legere, who is an agent who represents, a majority of the coaches in the NBA and in the D-League, started out as an international agent, representing international players. This was his vision to sort of grow a league in Vegas. And, I mean, it's up to, I think, 23 of the 30 NBA teams are here. There's a team made up of all D-League players. There's 24 teams here. They play a sort of a group format and then go into a tournament format, which they're in now, and crown a champion. And, I mean, this is the mecca of everything now. I mean, the front office meetings are here. The league meetings are here at this time. Of course, USA Basketball holds their camp right after Summer League. So, I mean, for 3 weeks, this is really the mecca of the NBA.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, you continue to see just the growth spurt in the NBA and what is taking place. Just another quick hit. Who are some additional Summer League prospects that have the best chance of making an NBA roster?
Well, I mean, gosh, making a roster, that's hard to say. I mean, you can go up and down the first round. You know, guy I watched last night who's obviously going to make the roster is Dallas' own Randall out of Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
And played pretty well last night. And again, it's difficult to sometimes pinpoint, you know, or see these guys in this setting. They're so fresh. And again, the basketball's pretty rugged out here. It's not an easy brand of basketball. On the eyes. And so, you know, all of your first-round guys, obviously, are going to make teams. And then, you know, you just have to look into your second-round guys and And I wish I had a list in front of me right now that I could go through and kind of think about who I've seen playing. A lot of my time here in Vegas isn't spent necessarily watching the games and sort of scouting the players, but more so engaging with some of the front office people, the coaches, you know, while these games are going on and sort of getting a feel for the league itself beyond summer league and as we get into, you know, some of the rosters that have changed over and you know, who likes who and who feels who's going where and that sort of thing.
Okay, Jeff Kaplan is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, he's with NBA.com, and I definitely want to get your thoughts as we're talking about free agency. Obviously, the big winner is the Cleveland Cavaliers winning the LeBron James sweepstakes. What was your reaction on how LeBron made his announcement and that his return to the Cavaliers?
Well, it was certainly interesting, the way it came out, obviously, and that
essay,
well thought out, heartfelt essay or letter, uh-huh. however you want to call it. And I, you know, as time was going on and his decision was taking longer and longer, you certainly got the message that Cleveland was definitely in the running, and then that was probably in the lead because the longer this strung out, where Cleveland, you know, he was sort of dangling Cleveland out there as a place that he definitely could go, and it was between Cleveland and Miami. You really felt he had to go back to Cleveland because how could he sort of do this to the Cleveland fans a second time? You know, you can't get their hopes up like that and then pull the rug out from under them again. And obviously his essay, you know, showed that his heart is in Cleveland, and he made a business decision 4 years ago, and now he's made more of a sentimental decision. And, you know, it's interesting that's not a ready-made championship team, but in the East it can certainly contend, and it'll be interesting to see how quickly he can lift up, you know, a Kyrie Irving and Andrew Wiggins and really make a competitive team.
Well, no doubt about it. It certainly, I thought, my takeaway was it was beautifully written, and I'm coming home, four-time NBA MVP, explains his return to the Cavaliers. So also, let's move ahead, a big sigh of relief from the Knicks fans that Carmelo will return. What's your forecast, Jeff, on the Knicks and with some of their offseason moves and the addition of Larkin and Jose Calderon? I mean, how are they going to do in the East?
Well, you know, I think they can do okay in the East. You know, again, the East is just, it's wide open. And I'm not suggesting that the Knicks are really anywhere near the top, say, to contend with. Yes, Cleveland. I think Toronto should be quite good. Washington, we know, is on their way up. You know, so I don't know if they're quite at that level. But, you know, Calderon's going to add steadiness there. Of course, they lose Tyson Chandler. Look, if they can get to 500 or above this season, I think that's success. Where Pat Riley, where Phil Jackson really needs to go to work, uh-huh. obviously, is next summer when guys like Stoudemire, Bargnani, those huge contracts come off the books. And the Knicks, for the first time in this CBA era, where salary cap is everything, where you can go after, you know, the max free agents, they will finally have that. So, you know, if a guy like Kevin Love is still available, they'll be able to, you know, battle the Lakers for his services. 2016, obviously, Kevin Durant comes up. hey, LeBron can be a free agent next year, too.
Right.
So, you know, we think that's just a financial situation more so than him wanting to survey the landscape. But Phil Jackson's work is ahead in the coming summers. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that Carmelo just went for the money. It was a money grab. And I guess on one hand, that's hard to argue. He had a sort of a ready-made fit in Chicago. But I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I wrote a piece yesterday saying, hey, if we're going to lavish praise on LeBron for going home, suggesting that his happiness, his family's happiness, that you know, home is where the heart is with his whole thing, well, then let's give a little benefit of the doubt to Carmelo that he stayed where his family is happy, where he really wants to play, where bringing a championship to would be far more meaningful to bring one to New York than for him to bring another one to Chicago. You know, following the Michael Jordan era. So, you know, just like the Knicks, they're a long-suffering team, a long drought since, what, 1973, since their last title. So a lot like LeBron says he wants to bring a title to how meaningful it would be to Cleveland. You know, let's say, hey, maybe Melo is thinking the same way. And look, the Knicks could give him the most money. There's no doubt about that. And that's not Melo's fault. That's part of the CBA. So, you know, count that as an extra bonus for him. But maybe he was genuine in the fact that that's where he's happy, his family's happy, and that's where he wants to play.
Okay, Jeff Kaplan from NBA.com has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Always a pleasure, Jeff. Enjoy your time out in Las Vegas, and we'll catch up with you again real soon up in Dallas, okay?
All right, Alyssa, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR and the Big E Sports Show.